another important year this year. And I sensed last year we had a very important year. So, Shiva Subramanian Muthuswami, you have the floor.
Shiva Subramanian. My question is, what does the NTA require? It's very basic. What does the NTA absolutely require? Larry Strickling once came with a clarification that he would really like to see the stress test and would like to know the contingencies, would like the working groups to foresee contingencies and come up with responses. That is one thing. What else does he require? Does he require any new structures to be created? And is there anything that is expected by the NTIA to be created? And if not, what are we trying to do here? And I think the working groups are working far more extensively than may be required, and in the process we are trying to fix something that is not broken. Is there anything broken here?
Yeah, thanks, Shiva. Alan Greenberg?
It depends who you listen to. No one thinks anything is broken now. It's working just fine. The question is, can we guarantee it will continue working? And if it doesn't, what recourse will we have? That's the essential question, and different people have come up with quite different answers for it, and we haven't agreed yet.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. Olivia speaking. Not only have different people come up with different answers as to what could go wrong, but different people have also found different solutions to. And that really is the core problem that we have at the moment. We can't, as a community, the ICANN community doesn't at the moment appear to be able to find consensus on what is the best solution. What has been indeed clear is that Larry Strickling and the NTIA is looking for a clear set of stress tests that will be associated in the proposal. We've spoken a lot about the work of RFP3, but RFP4 in the CWG is making is putting together the stress tests. And in fact, Shiva, it's actually your job and the job of Robert Guerra to take the whatever proposal that will come out and propose those stress tests on it and mitigation and so on. Could you just expand for a couple of minutes on this, please? Not too much, because time is flying by, and we are reaching, not yet the end of this call, but we've got about 20 minutes till the end.
Okay. At the RFP4, we have listed, we have combined together several stress tests, and some a little beyond the scope of the immediate purpose of IANA transition, with the belief that whatever stress that ICANN may be subjected to will also affect IANA, the continuity of IANA operations. So about 44 scenarios have been listed based on what the members contributed, and some solutions are outlined. At the same time, the accountability working group has also come up with the almost the same scenarios in a summarized form, in a more different form. And one thing that was proposed is to combine these two stress tests and come up with a single document. And we'll probably work on that in the days to come. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Shiva. Olivia speaking. Just a question, though, on the stress tests that you have worked on and that your group has worked on. Are these all based on the... are they looking at both the internal to ICANN and the external to ICANN scenarios and all the different scenarios that have been put out there, or are they just looking at one type?
No particular type. We've foreseen various possible scenarios, various possible threats to ICANN, to the continuity, to IANA operations as such. And so both the internal to ICANN and external to ICANN solutions are pretty much covered in those tests.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Shiva. Okay, thanks. So, are there any other questions or comments on this topic? I did, one thing that I did not ask was, I think that everyone in this working group should be quite clear as to what line we're following, and I just wanted to see if there was any concern or any suggestions so as for us to improve the line that we're taking. The line that we are taking is an internal to ICANN proposal as based on the input that we received from the from the survey that we had sent out. Jimmy Schultz
speaking. Well, the question of an internal or external solution is not that I'm afraid, really afraid of. What I think is lacking in all the ideas is the balance of checks and balances, separation of powers. I don't see all those solutions we are discussing here, the internal solution, whereas the control, the judgment is an internal solution, and I in that case I would have prefer a more independent solution maybe. So we have a better, clearer, more transparent separation of the powers. And that's where I have problems with all the solutions on the floor right now.
Okay, thanks for this. I think that the all of the solutions do include a possibility of separation. That would be implemented in one way or other, and in the internal solution, if a contract company needs to be created at some point, then it would be created at need be. The big difference, of course, is that the one that has the external option creates all of these external entities right away and puts the accountability of the whole process into the hands of these external entities. That's one of the reasons, I think, why there were so many concerns in this community here. I see hands up from Sean. Ah, Sean, you could have put your hand up or your card up. Sean Ojedeji. No, okay. So that's the real hand in the room is down. The hand on is up. Okay, Alan Greenberg, and then we have to move on to accountability. We've got another 15 minutes till the end. If we actually manage to finish beforehand, I would invite everyone to go and see a video. Women in India, is it? 1845, yeah. So that's in about a minute's time, but let's have a quick roundup. Alan Greenberg, and then we'll discuss accountability update on this. Alan.
Thank you very much. I guess just one very short comment. I really regret that the CWG from the beginning has focused its prime discussion and the prime point of division on separability, when I believe the prime issue should have been reliability and stability of the DNS. It's really skewed the discussion. As I said, I regret it. We can't go back and change history. But that part, which should be of the prime consideration, certainly to the registries and therefore to every user, has really taken a back seat.
Thank you very much for this contribution, Alan. Indeed, the SSAC were the first ones to actually set those lines and did say that they acknowledged the most important thing was the security, stability, and the continuity of the Internet domain name system, no matter what happens. So, and I think that our community has voiced this very early on, but we were totally, strangely enough, totally ignored. Okay, let's discuss a little bit about accountability. I know that we have quite a few people in the room that are involved with this. What we just wanted to have is some kind of update as to what's been going on here. I see Leon Sanchez sitting. And yes, you're on the spot now. Where exactly are we on that? There has been, as opposed to the IANA CWG, where not much of the cross-community discussion has taken place, there has been some cross-community discussion on the accountability thread, and so it'd be interesting to have an update from you, Leon.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Leon Sachin speaking. Yes, the accountability working group has been very active indeed, and we have had different discussions. I think the main issues that I could update you on are Working Party 1 and Working Party 2 groups that have been working, and also the Stress Test Working Party as well, which are the three main avenues that we're working on at the moment. Working Party 1 refers to, let's say, empowerment of the community to achieve some goals, like, for example, removing board members or maybe amending the bylaws. And Working Party 2 has to do with review and redress mechanisms. We're talking about review as a preventive move, and redress, of course, as something that would be correcting some actions from the board. And then we have the Stress Test Working Party, which have developed 25 situations which could pose a risk to ICANN operability and, of course, the stability of the overall operations of ICANN. And this 25 stress tests had been narrowed down to four different categories that are now being exactly run through this stress test. And we're going to have, we had a meeting yesterday in which we discussed also the independent legal advice that the working group will be engaging and seeking, of course, from an external legal firm as to assess whether the proposals that will be presented to the board when time comes are legally viable, or if we need to make some tweaks to any proposal that we design so we make it viable legally, of course. And, well, I think that's pretty much the update. That's where we're at. Tomorrow we will be having an engagement session, so it would be of course very useful for those who are curious about the work we're doing in the accountability working group to join us. And we will be having another working session on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. So you're very welcome to join us if you need some emotion on your on your meeting here in Singapore. And well, that will be my update, Olivia.
Thank you very much for this, Leon. And you actually mentioned the waiting for legal advice. And of course, that's one thing. I thought I had forgotten something in the update. The CWG on INS stewardship transition is also waiting for legal advice. There is a subgroup that has come together to act as an interface with the whatever law firm is to be selected. I'm not even sure if a law firm has been selected so far.
This is Leon Sanchez speaking again. No, there is no law firm so far engaged. We are working together with the CWG. I mean, what we've done here is that we are trying to synchronize timelines, of course, because we are very aware that part of or all of our work will in at some point feed the mechanisms or the solutions that the CWG will propose. So what we're doing now is also trying to synchronize these timelines with the CWG. And one of the aspects we're trying to just get into the same track as the legal advice. So what we're going to do is to have the same law firm that will engage to the CWG have to provide the legal advice for the CCWG as well. So we're now at the stage in which the CWG has a short list of firms that could be a candidate to be engaged or hired. And the next step is, of course, to decide which is the right law firm with the expertise and the skill set, the appropriate skill set that we're looking for to provide this legal advice. And this should be happening at some point at the end of February, hopefully. And we should be looking at having this legal advice by the end of March. That is some worst-case scenario timeline that we've envisioned. And of course, we would very much like to have this legal advice as soon as possible.
Thank you for this, Leon. And is this legal advice that you mentioned end of March latest, that's just for the accountability group, or is that for also the questions that were asked by the INSCWG group?
Well, I surely can't speak for the CWG group because I'm not in charge of their client team, as they have called it. But my understanding is that since we are trying to synchronize timelines, then the legal advice would come at the same time for both of us. So I guess, and this is mere speculation, that their timeline should be tied to ours, of course, and we should be looking at same time frames for both the CWG and the CCWG.
Yeah, thank you for this, Leon. It's Olivier speaking. So it looks like at the moment, much of the work in the CWG on INS stewardship has pretty much stopped until we obtain legal advice as to whether the solutions which are on the table are actually doable. The threats to the different component parts, the limits on changing the bylaws with regards to board directors in a California-based nonprofit organization, etc., etc. Having to wait until the end of March latest would obviously be would then sort of go on and have a domino effect with the whole schedule. So it looks like we might be having discussions on finalizing the proposals in the next meeting in Buenos Aires at this rate.
That is correct, Olivier. This is Leon Sanchez again speaking. And actually, our timeline at CCWG is to present our proposal to the board by our meeting in Buenos Aires. So we will definitely, continue to discuss the proposals at our meeting in Buenos Aires.
Okay, thanks very much, Leon. Now we're nearly at the end of this meeting. Sean Ojedeji, you wanted to respond to add to what Alan has said earlier, but I guess we're mixing now both accountability and INS stewardship since the group is dealing with both. So, Sean, you have the floor.
Yeah, so I'll just comment on, I think that one could wait. I'll just comment on the legal part. I think that's one of the concerns I have. Practically speaking, it looks like even if you get a response in March, and this is actually directed to the CWG, if you get a response in March, there's a likelihood that the response will support both the external solution and the internal solution. So that brings us back to the drawing table to have to agree on which solutions do we want. So it still means that we need to discuss the solutions, irrespective of whether we get the legal advice or not. Because I don't see legal advice saying that the external is the only thing that is possible and not the internal, because they are looking at it with a non-lawyer eyes. It shows that, and the readings that I have done, it's one of those internal and external is possible. So I think we should start discussing it also without waiting for the legal advice. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Sean. And I think, are there any other questions or comments on this? Nope. I think it's been a very long day for everyone. Just one last piece of information. Earlier this week, I guess, the ALAC did have a discussion about the fact that we had at the moment a working group for INS stewardship transition, but we did not have a working group in place for the CCWG on accountability. And therefore, there was a bit of a concern about our five different representatives on the accountability group being unable to, on the one hand, tap input from the community and on the other hand, also be able to coordinate between themselves so that we have a line that falls in line with what the other our colleagues are saying. So one of the proposals is, and I think that was somehow accepted, is that this working group, the INS Stewardship Transition Working Group, whilst having maybe a bit less work with the ICG at the moment, not needing to support the ICG at the same level as if it did in case all of the proposals were in the hands of the ICG, would be able to divide its calls into two parts. One part, INA stewardship transition, and one part, accountability. And we would be able to move the barrier of time, be a bit flexible about this. But that would provide a forum for both the accountability track and the INA stewardship transition track. Any comments on this or any thoughts? Leon?
This is Leon Sanchez. I think it's reasonable. I think that obviously at some point our timelines would converge, so we better off begin speaking about both topics in our sessions, or we could also set up a Skype chat. Just okay. Another Skype chat.
Well, thank you very much for this, Leon, and thanks to all of you. You're the survivors of the day. I know that we started in this room today at 7:15 a.m. with the CCNSO, and we're still here, and it feels like it was not today. And I'd like to first thank our staff who have done an incredible amount of work. This is a long day for you. Thank the interpreters and the technical people who've made this work today. Honestly, I don't think there's anyone here who wants to say another minute, so I'll end this call quickly. Immediately after the call, just give me a minute to just do one announcement. But thanks very much, Jean-Jacques, for joining us remotely. And this meeting is now closed. Thank you and goodbye.